Minnesota's Voices, setting the standards for new interpretations of great American standard songs. Welcome to Minnesota's Voices, Certain Standards. I'm Arnie Fogel. It was a pattern set by The Road to Singapore, the very first motion picture in the highly popular Road series in 1940. In all of these films, Bing Crosby and Bob Hope compete for the hand of the lovely Miss Dorothy L'Amour. In addition to some first-rate comedy, some classic songs are sung, most often as composed by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen, and Bing gets all the best tunes. Moonlight Becomes You, But Beautiful, It's Always You, Bing sang them all and made them all hits. Poor Dorothy, an entirely credible singer, she was getting the cast-offs. Songs she sang in the road flicks are not well remembered today. But one time, Ms. L'Amour skunked Crosby. Bing had no big hit songs in the fourth series entry, The Road to Utopia, but L'Amour did. Here, in this one film, Dorothy L'Amour is allowed to be Burke and Van Heusen's hitmaker, and the mighty Crosby is shut out. I'd like to sing that song for you now, from The Road to Utopia. Here's Personality.
When Madame Pompadour broke up a ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And think of all those books about Dewberry's looks. What was it made her the toast of Perry? She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet, or Pierrot in Pierrette, or Jupiter in Juno? You know, and when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. What did Romeo see in Juliet, or Pierrot in Pierrette, or Jupiter in Juno? Ah, you know, and when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality, boy. Personality, babe. She was loaded with lots of personality.
I'm Arnie Fogel. Along with me, Tanner Taylor on piano. Minnesota's Voices, Certain Standards is a KBEM Jazz 88 production recorded by Matthew Zimmerman at Wild Sound Studios in Minneapolis and funded by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.